Last week, we left off in the meditation of "Memalukam Sefer Kol Amin VeKula Kamei Kolei Choshev." We said this week we're going to discuss it. The Alter Rebbe is explaining in Perek Gimel that the nefesh is composed of 10 levels. Okay, 3 levels of intellect, which are called mothers, and then the Alter Rebbe explained in detail Chochmah is the father, Bina is the mother, and they give birth to Midas. What are the Midas? The love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, as he calls them, the 7 days of creation, because the 7 Midas actually created, first day Chesed created, and second day Gvur created, third day Teferis, and so on and so forth, until Shabbos was Malchus. So he says, Seichel gives birth to Midas. Seichel awakens and stimulates the feelings. And he said, when a person meditates into the greatness of Hashem, the way Hashem is, and he uses the expression, if you want to see it inside, okay, we'll start 2, 4, 5 lines in the top, even though we got a little bit further, but say like this. The nefesh of the intellect. When it meditates into the greatness of Hashem. The way Hashem permeates the world. The Savior of Kol Amin and encompasses the world. And everything compared to Hashem is nothing. So then he says, this stimulates and awakens within the person a level of fear and love of Hashem. But let's discuss a little bit, because there are fundamental concepts in Chassidus. What is Memale Kol Amin, Sevev Kol Amin, and Kula Kamei Kolei Choshev? So to understand Sevev and Memale, Chassidus brings down the moshul that the Medrash gives. The Medrash says, and we started discussing this last week, Ma Nefesh Memale Seguf, just like the Nefesh comes into the body, permeates the body, the same way God permeates the world. That's what the Medrash says. Kshem she nefesh malas taguf, kacha kadosh baruch hu malas ha'elam. The way God fills the world. We started discussing last week, when the neshama comes into the body, okay, 2 things happen from the neshama. Number one, the person becomes alive. That means there's a certain life that the neshama gives to the body. That life that the neshama gives to the body, there is no difference between the head and toe. Head is alive, toe is alive. The head is not more alive than the foot, and the foot is not any less alive than the head. So in that respect, head and toe are equal. Head and foot is equal. Then there's a level of neshama's life into the body, that the body functions. What does it mean the body functions? That the brain thinks, and the eye sees, and the nose smells, and the ears hear, and the mouth talks, and the hands write, and the feet can walk. That is a level of the neshama also giving life to the body. But over there, the neshama is dressing itself into each part of the body according to the vessel of that body, of that organ, that the body can function. For instance, the eyes are the vessel of sight. Okay? So therefore, the neshama's power of sight goes into the eye, permeates the eye, and only the eye, and then the eye is able to see. The nose and the mouth are not the vessels for sight. So therefore, the nefesh power of sight doesn't go into the nose and the mouth, because it's not a vessel for it. What is a vessel for it? The eyes. Neshama has an ability to think, that's in the brain. It doesn't go into the mouth, because the mouth doesn't think, the mouth talks. What does the neshama do? The neshama puts a detailed chayas, detailed life, from the neshama into the brain, into the eyes, into the nose, into the foot, into the stomach, whatever, that it should function accordingly. Over there, there is a difference between head and foot. The higher faculties are in the head, and the lower faculties are in the foot. So over there, what is getting more chayas of the neshama? Over there, the head is getting more, qualitatively, more chayas than the foot. And the hand and the stomach. And it's different. Over there, the head and the foot are not the same. There's a level of neshama that doesn't penetrate not head or toe. And therefore, the life in both of them are equal. And the other end, the neshama, when it comes into the details of the person's body, over there, there's a difference between one limb and another limb. Between one Ava and another Ava. The same thing is said like this. If you analyze Mimala Kol Almin, the way Hashem comes into the world is the same way. There's a general life that Hashem gives to the universe, that it exists. The stars exist, the heavens exist, the earth exists, the plants exist, the inanimate plant, animal, human, everything exists. That is no difference. Because that power of Hashem is not permeating it. It's not memalit it. It's not permeating it and filling it, that it comes based on the level. Seviv Kol Almin is a level of godliness that comes into the world making it existing. That level, there's no difference between the highest level. There's no difference between Atzilus and this world. There's not a difference between heaven and earth. There's not a difference between anything else in the world. Everything is existing equally.
Is Seviv and Makiv the same thing?
Seviv is Makiv. But the Altareb explains later in Perek Memches, the Altareb explains, Seviv Kol Almin doesn't mean it's surrounding the world. What the Altareb explains it very clearly and very basic. The difference between Seviv and Mamala is direct effect or indirect effect. What does it mean in language that we can understand? A Jew, we mentioned this many times, a Jew has emunah. They believe God. Right? They believe in God. We're Jewish, we believe in it. We're born with that emunah. Yet, a person who has emunah will still come and sin. Right? Like we learned many times, the ganef about to break into the house will daven that he should be successful. He believes, because he wouldn't daven if not. Yet he's going doing an Aveda. What does that mean? The Amunah that a Jew has is called Makif. It's Seviv. What do you mean Makif? It only affects you indirectly. Because if it would be permeating every organ and limb of your body, then you would never sin. It's indirect connection. Indirect connection is called Makif, encompassing, and it's called Seviv, which means surrounding. Memala means it permeates it, meaning it's felt in a way that it affects you directly. In life, we have things that affect us directly, and things that affect us indirectly. Right? If somebody, God forbid, passes away and it's a close relative, it affects you directly. If it's not, it's a distant person, whatever, it affects you, but it's much more indirect. That's the difference between Seviv and Memala. But if you analyze, just take for 3 minutes and analyze Memala Kol Almin. Memala Kol Almin means, if a Jew would meditate the way, like you're saying over the way Hashem permeates the world. The world here means the universe. Okay? If you analyze all the stars, all the galaxies, all the planets, okay? All the heavens. And then once you start going in, on earth, the inanimate, plant, animal, and human. Inanimate meaning every drop of water has its own unique power from Hashem that no other drop of water has. Every grain of sand has a unique power of Hashem in it that no other grain of salt has. It's that particular. Every blade of grass has its own unique malach. The Gemara says, Enoch kol esav momata. The Gemara says, there is no blade of grass down here that doesn't have a malach, a makabai that hits it and says, grow. Okay? So if you analyze Mamala Kol Almin, you're talking, forget the universe. Just take the tiny, one of the tiniest planets called Earth, and analyze the way Hashem permeates Earth, that every single creature, every single grain of salt, every single drop of water, every single blade of grass, every bush, every animal, every bug, every bug has its own unique power from Hashem that no other thing has. And Hashem is making it exist. Not only making it exist in a general way, but Hashem is making it exist in a way that it functions. That's mind-boggling within itself. And then if you go to the universe, it's even more. Okay? Then you go into, these are all physical. Then you go into Atzilus, and Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya. The fact that it's four worlds, it's all Mamala Kol Almin. It's all Atzilus has its level, Bria has its level, Yitzir has its level, Asiya has its level. You're talking about things that you can't even begin to think and to understand what it's all about. That's all though Mamala Kol Almin. That's a lower level of godliness that lowers itself and limits itself into each creature in the world, every creation in the universe, to give its own particular life. That's the way Hashem is limiting himself to come into inanimate plant, animal, and human, and the universe. Then you have a level of godliness that's called Seviv Kol Alma. Seviv Kol Alma, like we said before, everything exists equally. Nothing's functioning in its own right. Everything that we just mentioned exists. That it exists. That's Seviv Kol Alma. That is also infinitely greater than Mamala, because Mamala is the way Hashem is limiting himself to come into each organ, each creation, and the level of that creation. But if you're talking about Seviv Kol Alma, it's not such a limitation of godliness anymore, because he's not limiting himself into each creation. Hashem is revealing a power that's connected and making world exist. Yeah? That is the second Seviv Kol Alma. Then he said there's a third level. Mamala Kol Alma. There's Mamala Kol Alma, where everything has its own unique life of Hashem. Then there's a level of Seviv Kol Alma, which is not as limited as the first level. In fact, Seviv, relative to Mamala, is infinite versus finite. Okay, but the fact that it's Seviv Kol Alma means encompasses the world, means it's connected to creation. Even though compared to Mamala, it's infinite, but the truth is, it's still creating worlds. Then you have another level of godliness, which we can't even understand, that as far as Hashem goes, nothing exists but Hashem. Not even infinite exists. Only the essence of Hashem exists. So the Altareb, and each one of these you can elaborate on, you know, keep on going what it means. But he's saying, the Altareb is saying over here, that when a Jew meditates with the brain that they have into Mamala Kol Alma, and to Seviv Kol Alma, and to Kula Kamei Kalei Choshev, that there's not even a world. So then you can understand how the neshama would awaken within it a love and a fear of God. A fear of God's awesomeness, and the love that a Jew can have to Hashem, to understand that when you do one mitzvah, God leaves, as Altareb explains later in Tanya, God leaves all of this away, and he comes only to unite himself with you. So you can imagine the love that Hashem has to every single Jew. So he says, this meditation causes the awakening of the midas, of the person's yira, fear of the awesomeness of God, and the ava, which is the love that Hashem has to the world. We've discussed in the past, just to explain it with a step further, the whole universe was created with one word from God's mouth. Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Right, we say in Shabbos Davening from Tillim, with one word of God's mouth, everything was made. Now if you analyze, we said this last time, one word compared to the power of speech is one to infinite. If you compare it to the power of thought, to the power of midas, to the power of seichel, to the power of the nefesh, one word that Hashem created the entire universe with is infinitely times nothing. So this itself stimulates. I understand it, but that's infinitely nothing. What's the word? I don't know which word. The word that Hashem created heaven and earth with. So a person, he says, that's what he says. When a person does this, by the way, this is the whole concept of davening. Davening is the meditation into the greatness of Hashem. The lowness of man, the greatness of Hashem, and how the lowness of man can be connected to the greatness of Hashem with one mitzvah. That's what davening is all about.
I thought about this all the time. I go nutty. Really?
I would say more nutty, but it's not nice. Well, it will keep you busy. It will keep everybody out of trouble, that's for sure. But this is what it's all about. In other words, let's get practical. When a person's about, and this is the explanation of the concept of the value system of life, right? You know, like we said many times, people eat to live, some people live to eat, right? If a person can think for a minute when they're about to indulge in eating, let's say, and they stop to think to themselves, what enjoyment am I getting out of eating, which is very limited, lasts only for the duration of eating, and then you get a stomach ache later anyway, okay? So compared to the enjoyment and relationship a person can get to do by doing one mitzvah instead of connecting themselves to an infinite level of godliness. So you can't, it's not even comparable, you can't compare physical enjoyment of enjoying life to doing a mitzvah, which is connecting yourself not to a limited enjoyment, but to the infinite essential God.
Yes, but how do you feel that?
Well, that's what he's going to talk about. That's where Das comes in. But he says like this. When a person meditates, Eichel Memala Kol Almin, V'Seva Kol Almin, V'Kula Kamei Kolei Choshev, Nelda, it becomes born, V'Nisedin and awakened, Midas Yiris HaRemim is B'Mechi, the fear of God's greatness, the awe, not the fear, U'Machshavte in his thought, Leidah V'Lizbeishis M'Gedulasi Yizbarech, to be fearful and to be embarrassed from Hashem's greatness, she'en lo sefer tachlis, which has no end, like we said, it's infinite, u'pachad Hashem b'libei, because Alter Rebbe explains like this, in Hebrew there's yira, and there's pachad, okay? Yira, Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, is an intellectual fear, pachad is a heartful fear, which we call in English fright. Something when you meditate into the power of somebody, that's called yira. When you get, all of a sudden you get fear, fright, from all of a sudden, it's not a meditated fright. You're walking and all of a sudden a dog jumps at you. That's not a premeditated fear. That's a fright that happens all of a sudden. That's pachad, and yira is more in the mind, and pachad is more in the heart. Okay, that's what Alter Rebbe is explaining. Because he says, yira sareimim is b'meichai, the fear in the mind, Upahad Hashem b'libay, and after the fear, the shuv then, Yislahev libay, his heart will become inflamed, ba'ava azo with a strong love, kerish be'esh, like a burning fire, ba'chasheka v'chafeitza u'tshuka, with a desire, a lust and temptation, the nefesh u'keka, and the nefesh which desires, the g'dula sin sav baruch to the greatness of Hashem. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe says like this, chesed is higher than gevura, meaning, love is higher than fear. Because chesed is higher than gevura, right? In the spheres. So therefore, if you're talking about doing aveda, first you come to a lower level of fear, and then you come to a higher level, which is called love. But he says this level of love is the klesa nefesh, that's called the longing of the soul. We know there's different types of ava, there's different types of love. There's a love which is a burning like type of love, and then there's a what's called ava betanugim, a pleasurable type of love, meaning when you're away from somebody you love, when you're distant from somebody you love, you don't have it's a burning love to be with the person. When you're with the person, you don't have a burning love because you're with them. That's called ava betanugim. This level of isbeinness in alukus initially causes the level of ava aza, because what are you realizing? The greatness of Hashem and how distant we are from this level of Hashem, and therefore what do we want? What's called klais and nefesh, the longing of the soul to become closer to Hashem. That's what this love is. Kiriksiv, like it says in the pasuk, nichsef avagam kolsa nafshi, my soul is longing and thirsty. Uksiv, like it says in Tillim, Tzama nafshi lalikim, my soul is thirsty to God. Uksiv, Tzama lecho nafshi, like another pasuk says, my soul is thirsty to you. Vatzimoyen, and the level of this element of thirst, comes from the Yesedo Eisha b'nefesh u'lekis, comes from the element of fire of the godly soul. In the end of the first parash, the Alter Rebbe discussed, the nefesh habamis is composed of four elements of evil, fire, air, earth, and water. Remember we said fire is anger and haughtiness and all that. Water are pleasures. Air is boasting and hot air. And laziness and sadness is dirt. Now the Alter Rebbe explains, Nefesh HaLikis also has these four elements. What is the element of fire of the Nefesh HaLikis, of the godly soul, is the burning love that the neshama has to be with Hashem. That's the good element of fire that the Nefesh HaElokiyah says. What's the element of water? The, like we said, the enjoyment, not the distant enjoyment, but the enjoyment that it has being with Hashem. Because of a tevayim, like the scientist writes, the chenu beis chayim, and so it says in Eitz Chayim, the Arizal writes, she yaseid ha'esh hu belev, the element of fire of the Nefesh HaElokiyah is in the heart, and the source of water and moisture is in the brain. That's why physically the brain is cold, and physically the heart is warm. Not only the intellect is cold, and the heart, we say a person's a heartful person, means they have warmth to them. It's not the cold intellectual. Because the element of fire is in the heart, and the element of water is in the head. And therefore that affects the person. Which is a level of chokhma, which is called mayim of the nefesh olikis. So he says, this is what seichel does. Seichel are called parents. Seichel is called parents. Chokhma mean are called parents because they give birth. When you have a chokhma, then you have the bina. It gives birth to the feelings of love and fear to Hashem. The shara midas kulam, all the other midas, meaning tferes, nesach, chayyus, seid, malchus, are anfei hayira va'ahava, are branches of the fear and love, and their offshoots, like explained in a different place. So that is explaining basically with love and fear, because those are the two primary midas, and the other five midas are just offshoots of love and fear. So the Alter Rebbe explained so far, chokhma bina. Chokhma is koyachma, the initial flash, a spark of an idea. Bina is the broadening of it, like the level of the feminine, the pregnancy. And therefore, Yud is the spark, the father, the Bina is the mother, and Chokhma and Bina uniting creates children, which means it creates the midas of love and fear of Hashem.
Is
Al-Tarba
going to explain what earth and air are in the Nefesh?
No. Bittel. Well, obviously it's Bittel.
Okay, it's obvious to me. So what
is it? Bittel.
Which is Bittel?
Earth.
And so what's air?
The spirit to go upwards to Hashem. Now he says what das is, and das is a very important ingredient. He says das, what is that? If chokhma, bina, and das. So chokhma is the initial spark, bina is the elaboration of it. What is das? So Alter Rebbe explains, das comes to the word va'adam yodas chava, that adam nu chava, meaning, what does it mean he nu chava? Lashin his kashirat v'his chabrus, binding and connection. And here, let me explain it outside first. Alter Rebbe is explaining a phenomenal concept of what das is. Sometimes you can learn something, you can know it very well, but it's not you. In other words, the knowledge and you are two separate entities. It's objective knowledge. You know it's wrong, or you know it's right, but you're not going to do it anyway, because you don't feel it. You can know something extremely well, but it's lacking the feeling which makes you one with the person. That is das. Das is not only understanding it, das is feeling it. They tell a famous story that there was a person who was an illiterate who hired a teacher to teach him, and the person's father used to send letters to the child, but the child couldn't read it, so the teacher would read it to the child. Okay? So one day, the child gets a letter from the family, and the teacher opens it up, and he says, "We're sad to inform you that your father died." So the kid fainted. But the teacher didn't. So some brainy guy said, "I understand. The teacher read the letter. He should faint." Why did the kid faint? The teacher should faint. He was the one who read the letter. The answer is, it's not his father, right? The teacher read it, but he didn't feel it. It wasn't one thing with him. Das, the Alter Rebbe explains, is not only knowing something is wrong, but feeling something is wrong. There's a famous story they bring down that the guy, years ago when they got married, used to leave the wives right away and go to the to learn for a few years, and he used to go to the Rebbe's. So this guy once married this woman whose family was not Chassidim, and the husband left right after the wedding, went to the Maggid of Mizrich. So the father was fuming, the father of the girl. He said, "What are you leaving her like this? You got married." He was fuming at the guy. Finally, after a year, the guy comes back from the Maggid. So the father says to the father-in-law, says to his son-in-law, "Nu, so tell me, what did you learn already in Mizrich?" He said, "I learned that there's a God." So the father-in-law got angry. He said, "That's what you want, the Mizrich?" He called in the maid from the kitchen, the Yiddish simple girl, and she says, "Tell me, is there a God?" She says, "Of course there's a God." She says, "For this, you went to Mizrich? This fool knows that there's a God." So he answered her, "She says there's a God. I know there's a God." There's a difference between knowing and feeling. Many doctors will give you a whole speech about why medically it's wrong to do something, and they'll do it anyway. Well, the question is, if they know it's wrong, why are they doing it? Because they don't feel, they only know it. Das, like it's a v'adam yadas chav, he bound himself to chava, meaning he bound himself that he became one with the knowledge that he's learning. And this is what the Alter Rebbe says. V'lashin iskashes ischabras, an expression of binding and connection, shemekashe daite, he binds his mind, bekashet amitz v'chazik ma'id, with a very strong bond, v'yizke machshavte, and he plants his thought, v'chazik strongly, v'gdulas eintzav baruch hu, in the greatness of Hashem, v'ne masiach daite, and he doesn't remove his mind from it. In other words, it's called in the yeshiva world a masmid, means he's continuously learning, because this is what he likes. And he says, "Ki af mi shuchacham v'novim begdula seintzav baruch hu," because even a person is a brilliant chacham and novim means he has bina. In a yim lo yikashe daiti, if he won't bind his mind, v'yizke machshavte, and bind and implant his thoughts, v'chazik with strength, u'bahasmod, and continuously, lo yelid benafshi, he will not give birth in his nefesh to yid of ava mitis, true level of love and fear. Kiyim b'demyein shav, only false illusions. When the Rebbe explains what the Alter Rebbe means over here is, will be a temporary love and fear. And it's very interesting. You can have Chassidus explains like this: you can have a guy learns 23 hours a day. He learns 20, and he taka learns 23 hours a day. He's learning. The question is, you want to know where the person really is at? When he closes the book and walks home, what falls into his head? That if you're bound to it or if you're not bound to it. You can learn 23 hours a day, but if you close the book and walk out in the street and you think of shtus in the world, then you're not bound to the learning. You learned, you have a great understanding of the learning, but you and the learning are two separate entities, because you're lacking the das, which is the binding. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe finishes, V'alkeina das hu kiyam amidas, therefore, das is the existence of the midas, meaning the permanency of the midas, v'chayusam, and its life, because if you want to have real love and fear of Hashem, you need to bind yourself one with Hashem. And here's a very interesting concept. This level of das can only be by a Jew. Understanding Elokus, a non-Jew can have also. If they have a good head, they can learn and understand the greatness of God. In order to bind yourself to God, you need to be God. You need to have a neshama, which is a part of Hashem. So the neshama binds the person to Hashem, and that is the actual level of connection that they have, like Avavan Fayirafa, that keeps the midas to be real. In Chassidus it explains, we'll just take this for 2 minutes. There's a pasuk that says, the Zerati is Beis Yisroel, Zera Adam is Zera Behema. Hashem says in the pasuk, I plant the Jewish nation, seed of man and seed of behemoths. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, there are neshamas that are called Zera Adam, there are neshamas that are called seed of man, and there are neshamas that are called Zera Behema. Seed of Behema. The neshamas own, they don't have a feeling. They can understand godliness great, but they don't have a feeling. They're not bound. They're not one with the locus. The role of a Rebbe is to be mamshich das into those neshamas that are called Zera Behema. And therefore in Shema, when you say the pasuk of Nasati Esev Besotcha Levehemtecha, Meshe Rabbeinu is speaking in Shemaya, Dvarim, he says, I will give grass in the fields for your animals, and they will eat and be full. So the Medrash asks the famous question, Moshe Rabbeinu gives grass? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, he's talking, not Hashem. Right? Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. How can Moshe Rabbeinu say, I'm giving grass in the fields? So the Midrashim answer, Hashem is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat. Shechina medaberes mitoch groino, right? Chassidus explains it completely different. Chassidus explains the word Esev, Ayin, Sin, Beis, is Ab with a Shin, Ab is Das, Shin is Das, whatever. What, to make it so, the Kabbalah says Esev is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what is my role? For Nasati Esev, my role is to give Das, Besotcha Livahem Techa, for those neshamas that are called Zera Behema, to the animals, the achalta v'savata, that you should eat it and digest it and become full.
It's the same idiom, das emunas, interchangeable.
Correct.
So the neshamas that are Zera Adam, they don't need a Rebbe, is that what that means?
They are the Rebbe.
So you're saying it's only one neshama generation?
Sometimes. Sadik yisvedeilu.
So it's only one Shem generation?
Sometimes.
And what about the other times?
I don't know.